One of the buzzwords of our day is iteration. It gets tossed around mostly in the context of technological progress, like when apps and websites move to their next iterations before you even have a chance to get used to them. But this really isn't an entirely new concept. Johann Sebastian Bach was a master of iteration, turning old ideas into brand new creations on a regular basis. What you're hearing is the fifth iteration of music he wrote over the course of 6 years. The cantata number 36 for the first Sunday of Advent is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. Bach's Cantata 36, Schwingt freudig euch empor, or Soar Joyfully Upwards, captures a sort of thrill in the air of late autumn as the seasons change and the holidays approach. And you can find a translation of that piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this program and past programs on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. One of Bach's ambitions was to write a body of sacred music for the entire church year, an ambition that led to the Cantata 36. In his late 20s, he pursued a similar project in the realm of organ music, writing a collection of short chorale preludes for each liturgical season of the year. Here are two of those pieces written for Advent. First, Lord Christ, the Only Son of God, followed by Praise Be to God Almighty, performed by Gerhard Weinberger. Two organ preludes for Advent by Bach, including Herr Christ der einige Gottessohn, or Lord Christ, the Only Son of God, and Lob sei dem Allmächtigen, or Praise Be to God Almighty. Gerhard Weinberger performed on the 1741 Joachim Wagner instrument at the Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim, Norway. Pianist Simona Dinnerstein is one of the most distinctive and compelling of Bach interpreters these days. It was the beautiful lyrical warmth of her 2007 release of the Goldberg Variations that put her on the map for most listeners. And in November of that same year, Simona Dinnerstein gave a concert at the Philharmonie in Berlin that included this performance of Bach's French Suite No. 5.
Thank you.
in concert at the Philharmonie in Berlin. That was Simona Dinnerstein with the French Suite No. 5 by Bach. As creative as he was, Bach was also a wise steward of what he created. In the process of writing cantatas for each of the days of the church calendar, he occasionally turned to works he had written for other purposes and refashioned them for a new lease on life. The cantata number 36 is just such a piece, having been created for the birthday of a teacher and revised for other birthdays and church services. But in its last form, for the first Sunday of Advent, Bach not only reworked the music and text, he also added several new parts. The result is a piece of joyful anticipation, beginning with a chorus that sings "Soar joyfully upwards to the exalted stars. The sound need not travel so far. The Lord of glory himself approaches you." One of Bach's favorite Advent chorales, "Come, Savior of the Heathens," is the foundation for the next movement, a duet for the soprano and alto soloists. Then the tenor soloist embodies the longing of Advent for a waiting believer, singing, "Just as a bride is delighted when she beholds her bridegroom, so a heart follows after Jesus." Unlike most of his cantatas, Bach doesn't use any recitatives in this piece, opting instead for chorales to separate the arias, which culminate in the emotional center of the piece as the soprano soloist sings, "With muted, weak voices is God's majesty honored," accompanied by the beautifully gentle sound of a muted violin. The cantata ends with another verse of "Come, Savior of the Heathens," with a quiet ending that looks forward through the darkness of the month to Christmas. Remember, you can find a translation of this piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here's a performance of Bach's Cantata No. 36 with soprano Sibylla Rubens, tenor Christoph Pregardien, and bass Peter Coy. Philippe Herrevega conducts Collegium Vocale here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you. Mit Gedanken
cantata number 36 by Bach, Schwingt freudig euch empor, or Soar Joyfully Upwards, written for the first Sunday of Advent and performed here by Collegium Vocale of Ghent, conducted by Philippe Herrevega. The soloists included soprano Sibylla Rubens, tenor Christoph Prégardien, and bass Peter Coy. Remember, you can hear this program and others on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you'll also find many more resources to explore and learn about Bach and his music. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.